Okay, we're in the final parak in Hilchos Brachos, Parakut Aleph, and the last set brachos that we need to finish off with are Birchos and Mitzvah. So far we've done brachos on food, and then Birchos Shevach V'Hodah. So finally the Rambam has to deal with the various Birchos and Mitzvah that exist, which as you'll see is more categorical than the other brachos, but still has some surprises, for lack of a better term. So the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, Kol brachos kulam poseach behem bibarach v'chosem behem bibarach. Okay, so now he's referencing Birchos Tefillah, okay, in general, but as the way the brachos were constructed was that they would start off with a introductory baruch and then have a concluding bracha. Okay, except for chutzni bracha achrona shel Kriyat Shema, right? Except for the last bracha of Kriyat Shema, right? Because you see there, it starts off v'yatziv v'nachon, right? But it ends with Gal Yisrael. U'bracha smucha l'chaverta, or bracha that come where there's a sequence of brachos. U'birchos aperos v'domola, u'birchos asiyas and mitzvos. That's the key. So whereas it's funny how there's so many exceptions to this, but it seems like the Rambam's implying that the way brachos were set up categorically was to begin with baruch and then end with a small chasima. But there's a lot of exceptions to this. And we're going to focus, obviously, on the brachos and the yasiya, on the performance of mitzvos. U'meilo brachos, shamarnu shein derech shevach v'odaya, yish mehen poseach baruch v'enochosim baruch. There are certain brachos that are giving praise and gratitude to God that open with a bracha but do not have a separate chasima. And vice versa. Elema'at birchos mitzvos, right? Kigon birchos sefer Torah, v'roa kiver Yisrael, ma'ilu shein derech shevach v'odaya. Aval shar birchos mitzvos, kulam poseach b'hem barach v'inachosem. So basically what he's saying is that while there are various exceptions, the majority of birchos mitzvos begin with a bracha, but don't have a chasima. Okay, and as you'll see, when we go through the examples, it's pretty obvious what those cases are. Okay. Now the Rambam takes a step back for a broader concept. Halacha beis yesh mitzvos aseh she'adam chayev lihishtadav lirdov achi yaseh osa. Okay, so there are certain mitzvos that a person is obligated to do his best to chase after until he can do it. Kigon tefillin v'suka lulav shofar ve'elohena nikoran chova. So these are considered chiyuvim. So for instance, when someone let's take lulav when sukkah starts. So every day I'm chayiv to do netilas lulav, and I must. I shouldn't say that. It's really the first day, but the first day I have sukkahs, I'm chayiv to do netilas lulav, and I must do whatever I can to ensure I have a lulav to pick up. Lefish adam chayiv al kolpanim lasos v'yesh mitzvah she'ena chova, right? Ela domin l'rishus. But there are certain mitzvahs that are set up as rishus. Now rishus here doesn't mean he doesn't have to do them; rather, they're circumstantial. Kagum mezuzah makah. Shein adam chayev lishkon b'bayis a chayev mezuzah kedesh yaseh mezuzah ela im rotzel lishkon kol yama ba'ol b'svina yeshev. So let's use an example of mezuzah. I don't have to live in a house, right? There's no chiyuv to live in a house, which therefore would produce a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. A guy could live on a boat or in a tent, and he'd be perfectly fine, and he's not losing anything at all by doing that. So whereas there are other philosophical viewpoints within Judaism that may disagree with this, the Rambam would say that these types of mitzvos, you don't have to chase after them. V'chein eno chayv l'nos bayis k'di lasos makeh, and I don't have to build a house, right, in a way where I'd be chayv to put up a fence on my roof. The whole mitzvah says she'ben adol l'makom bein mitzvah she'en chova bein mitzvah she'hi chova mevarach aleha kodem lasiyasa. But regardless of whether the mitzvah is one that I am chayv to chase after, or is one that's circumstantial, either way, the bracha has to be recited before I do the mitzvah. So regardless of what the nature of the obligation is, a bracha is still required. Now, halacha gimel, v'chein kol mitzvot shehem divrei sofrim. Okay, rabbinical commandments also require a bracha beforehand. Bein mitzvah shechol medivrein, kol mikra megillah, v'lachas ner v'shabbos, v'lachas ner chanukah. Bein mitzvah she'eno chova, kol eruv, l'tilas adayim. So it doesn't matter whether, again, are they obligatory mitzvos I have to chase after, like Mikra Megillah, or are they non-obligatory, meaning they're circumstantial, like Eruv and Tehillah Sadayim? Mivarach ala kol konu me'asasan, asher kitchanu b'tosav tzvanu la'asos. Okay, but one second. But the Torah never commanded us, so to speak, in these mitzvos, right? So the Torah, so of course, Rambam says, "Shekasu ba'asher yomru lecha ta'asa," meaning the Torah does tell you that whatever the rabbis tell us to do, we must do. Nimsa inyan advarim v'hatzon kachu, and in other words, the idea here and learning out from what the Torah is trying to tell us is asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav shetziva bahen lishmo me'elu shetzivanu l'hadik ner shochanaka olikras es megillah v'ein shar kol mitzvos v'divrei sofrim. So if you think about it, when you make a bracha on, let's say, lighting ner Chanukah, what you're supposed to think about is asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, right? And then then add in again mentally this line here, shetziva bahen lishmo me'elu shetzivanu, meaning the commandment is for us to listen to what the rabbis instruct us to do, which is to command us to light near Hanukkah. Okay, it's interesting that they didn't make a separate bracha that the text of the bracha to actually reflect this idea, but a person certainly should have in mind when they say a bracha on a mitzvah derabanan, the acute difference between the nature of a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah d'rabbanan. By mitzvah d'oraisa, it is that God commanded us, right? And the mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's that God commanded us to listen to the commands of the rabbis. Okay, halacha dalet. Okay, now we get into more specifics. V'lama eim evarchan al tilsa nayim b'achronah. Now we've seen this already. We don't make a bracha on mayim b'achronah. Why not? Meishalo chayvu b'davar zel ne'ha sakana. Because the only reason why they obligated us to do this is because it was a danger. Remember, it was the residue in your hands. So things that are that chazal are misaking because of a danger, we don't make a bracha on them. Right. So what's this like? So this is an example if a guy left out his water overnight, which you're not allowed to do. There's a concern of snake venom, things like that, or leeches. So you don't make a bracha, right? You don't make a bracha on that. That's there to prevent the danger. So we don't make brachos, even though, and again, this is to be said carefully, even though there is a legislative power to Chazal telling us not to do something because it's a danger, it doesn't fall under the category of being a mitzvah. It's a different kind of tzivu. It's a different kind of following. And it's a whole other conversation, not for this context, of how it is that Chazal had the legislative power to go ahead and instruct us not to do things that are dangerous. Okay, lachahe, how is the mitzvah lo birach? Okay, so let's say someone does a mitzvah but didn't make a bracha on the mitzvah. So what does he do? In mitzvah shadayin asiyasa kayam, esavarach achar asiya, right? V'im davar sh'avarhu einu mavarach. So if there's still an aspect of the performance of the mitzvah extant, he could still make the bracha even after he, so to speak, began it, which I'll explain what that is in a second. But if it's something where the action has been completed, he can no longer make a bracha. So what's an example? Ketza. Hareshin isate petzitzis, shalavash petfilin, no shiyesh yasha basukah, velo birech tchilas. Let's say a guy puts on a talis, but he forgot to make a bracha. So chozer mevarach achas shenisatef asher kishana b'sav zivanu lisatef petzitzis. He could still make the bracha of lisatef petzitzis because there's a kiyum of being atuf, of being covered, of having your head covered or your head and body covered with the talis even after I initially made the bracha. So it's even though technically speaking, in other words, once I do atifa with the talis, I'm yotzei my mitzvah. Or let's say he's sitting in a sukkah, the moment I make hamotzi, I'm yotzei my mitzvah. But there's still a kiyum, a continuous ability to fulfill the mitzvah, even after the initial maisa. So that's why you can still make a bracha. V'chein mevarach achasher lovash laniach tefillin. V'achash yashav leishav v'sukkah, v'chein kol ba'yotze ba'ilu. Aval, okay, halach avav, im shachap lo bracha, but let's say I did shchita. So shchita is the moment I shech the animal, there's no continuing kiyum, right? So therefore, I did the maisa, and there's no ability to make the bracha anymore. Ein chozer achar shchita v'varach asher kishan v'sa zvan al shchita. I can't go back and make the bracha now. V'chenim kisa double bracha hifresh shuma maisro so shetava v'lo birach ein chozer v'varach achar asiya v'chen kol hiyotzu b'zeh. So again, these type of mitzvos are ones where the action is complete, right? And then there is no ability to still make the bracha if I forgot to make it. So it's only mitzvos that have a continuing asiya, so to speak, a continuing fulfillment, that I'm able to go ahead and make a bracha if I forgot to make a bracha on it in the beginning. Okay, what now? Next, halacha zayin, ein lecha mitzvah shevarachan achar asiyasa, So let's understand, when it comes to over las yasan, which is a famous principle in brachos, which the Rambam takes to the furthest extreme, you're always supposed to make the bracha before you do the asiyah of the mitzvah. However, you're still able to make the bracha on the asiyah of the mitzvah if the asiyah is still ongoing. Okay? That's, again, so you're always supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. But for certain kind of mitzvahs, like talis, since the mitzvah is ongoing, you would be allowed to still make the bracha on the talis, even though you already did the atifa. Now, there's one famous exception to this. Eilecha mitzvah shemavarchan achar asiyasa. There's no mitzvah that you make a bracha after the performance of the mitzvah. Ela tefila sager bavad. Okay, tefila sager is one of these fascinating exceptions to the rule. She'enu yochel lomar asher kishano mitzvah savat yivano. Because the problem with tefilas ager is before he goes into the mikvah, right? So the ger is not Jewish, so he's unable to make the bracha of not because he can't make the bracha of the asiyah, but he can't say asher kitshanu mitzvah davet yivano shadayin lo niskadesh lo nistava ash yitvol, because there is no reality of a tzivoy that applies to him yet. So therefore, he can't make the bracha. So the fikach achash yitvol mevarach al tefila mei shaya ashaya dochli mikaro v'lo haya roy levarach. So therefore, he makes the bracha afterwards, okay? It's interesting, though, because you could argue that since he's unable to make the bracha before or during, then he can't make the bracha at all. So it is interesting that Chazal require him, and there's a nice tosos on this, but Chazal require him to make the bracha, even though it violates the rule of over las yasan. So it's a nice sugya to what do you call it, to look into. Halacha ches. Okay. Kol mitzvah she'asiyasa hi gemar chiyuva mevarach b'shas asiyah. V'chol mitzvah she'yesh achar asiyasa tzivoy acher eino mevarach ala b'shas she'osa hatzivoy acher. Okay, so what this principle is that any mitzvah where the action itself is the obligatory action in a solitary way, as you'll see what this is in a second, you make a bracha when you do it. But any mitzvah where after the first action you do, right, there's another tzivoy that kicks in, you only make the bracha on the last tzivoy. So what's he talking about? Ketzad. Ha'oseh sukkah lulava shofar tzitzes, so tefillin the mezuzah, ein mevarach b'shas asiyah, asher kishanam b'tzav zivan alaso sukkah lulava olichto tefillin. Mei sheyesh achar asiyaso tzivoy acher. So, as we said before, I'm chayev to chase after tefillin, meaning I have to put on tefillin. But here's the thing. In order to put on tefillin, I must have a pair of tefillin. In order to have a pair of tefillin, I must make a set of tefillin. Right, so I can't get to the end point of putting on tefillin if I don't actually have tefillin with me. Okay, but you don't make a bracha on the making of the tefillin, because making of the tefillin is not enough. After I make the tefillin, then comes the tzivoy of wearing the tefillin. Okay, so ve'imasai mevarach b'shash yeshiv asuka okish yanein of alulav okish yishma kol shofar okish yistate petzis uveshas levishas tefillin veshas kvias mezuzah. Okay, so when do you actually, make the bracha? When you do the final maisa of the mitzvah. So even though the making of, let's say, the sukkah is technically part of the mitzvah of sukkah, because I can't sit in the sukkah if I don't have a sukkah to sit in, I don't make a bracha on the making of the sukkah. I only make a bracha on the final chiyuv that exists. Avalim asa make, but let's say I made a fence for my roof, but when it comes to makeh, since that is the making of it is the fulfillment of the mitzvah and there's nothing afterwards, I would make a bracha when I make the makeh itself, on the making of the makeh. Okay, lachates. Kol mitzvah shehi mizman lizman. Okay, so mitzvahs that happen occasionally. Okay, gilon shofar v'sukkah v'lulav v'mikra megillah v'ner chanukah. Okay, v'chein kol mitzvah shehi kinyan lo, kigon tzitzis tefillin mezuzah makeh, or a mitzvah that is something that I purchased, okay, like tefillin. V'chein mitzvah she'en a tadira, right, v'en a mitzuya b'chol eis, or a mitzvah that's not common, and not found constantly, shari hi doma le mitzvah shehi mizman lezman, which is very similar to the idea of a mitzvah coming along mizman lezman, kigon milas b'no u'pidjin aben. The difference between shofar and mila is that shofar is built into the calendar. Meaning mizman lezman means it's going to happen every year, but once a year, let's say. Whereas mila is something that is enotadir, meaning that when a child is born, when a son is born, so then mila kicks into existence. Okay. Either way, I have to make a shechianu when I do the mitzvah. Okay, so the maisa mitzvah, there's a bracha on the maisa mitzvah itself, and as well, there's a bracha of shechianu. Okay, we saw shechianu in the previous parak. That's also when I purchase certain objects. And again, certain Rishonim take up the issue of how to unify the bracha shechianu. But when it comes to mitzvos, if they're occasional mitzvos, or if it's a mitzvah kinyan, I have to make a shechianu. Vim lo birech al sukkah, vil lulav kiyotze behem, shechianu b'sha asasiya, v'varach aleim shechianu b'sha shiyotze, dechovaso behem, v'chein kliyotze behem. Now, if I didn't make a bracha of a shechianu, let's say when I made a, what do you call it, when I performed the mitzvah of the sukkah, okay, so what do you call it, I could still make it at a later date. Okay, so even when it comes to shechianu, so what do you call it? So it's the idea is that the first time, the first opportunity I had in the mitzvah, right, is when the mitzvah, when the bracha shechianu must be recited. Halacha yadalad. Okay, and another important halacha. Echad osa mitzvah la'atzmo, v'echad osa la'achirim. Okay, so now, if I'm doing the mitzvah for me, all right, to fulfill my obligation, or if I'm doing the mitzvah to fulfill other people's obligation, mivar kodam asyasa, asher kichan mitzvah divanu la'asos. Okay, so I would say this: the format of the bracha would be Asher Kicham Sazvanu LaAsos. Okay, which we'll get to what that means soon. Avainu Mavarach Shechianu Ela Mitzvah Shosa Osa LaAtmo. But I only make a Shechianu for mitzvah that I'm doing for myself. Hayu Lufano of Mitzvos Harbe. If I had many mitzvos in front of me, Einu Mavarach Asher Kicham Sazav Al Hamitzvos El Mavarach Ko Achas Achas LiAtmo. So you can't economize the bracha on mitzvos. If I had, let's say, in front of me, Tfillin, Tzitalis, and Lulav, I can't economize my brachos and make one bracha and say, I'll these mitzvos. Rather, each maisa mitzvah requires its own specific bracha. Okay. Kol osa mitzvah, bein shahaisa chob olav, bein shayna chob olav, im asa osa la'atzim varach la'asos. Asa osa la'achirin varach al'asiyah. So, as he's going to explain the language in a second, any mitzvah that I do for myself, I say la'asos. Any mitzvah that I do for others, I say in the bracha al ha'asiyah. So what does that mean? Halacha yibayis ketzad lavash tefillin varach laniach tefillin. So when I put on tefillin for myself, I say lehaniach or nisatei petzitzis varach lehisatef yosha besukah varach leishe besukah. Okay, again la'asos with the lamed. V'chinim varach lahadik niyosha shabbos v'ligmor asahala v'chinim kavah mezuzah lebeso v'varach likvah mezuzah asa ma'ake legagam v'varach hashem shabbos v'chinim la'asos ma'ake. Hefer shumah latzim mevarach lahafresh, malas benom mevarach lama las babein, shachah pischa v'chagigasam mevarach lishcha. So in all these situations, it's la'asos. Okay, it's the lamed that's the guide. However, aval im kava mezuzah la'acherim, mevarach al kvias mezuzah. That's what he means by asiyah. You would say al kvias mezuzah. Also lahem makeh. If I made a makeh for someone else, mevarach al asiyas makeh. Hefer shalhem shumah mevarach al afresh shumah, malas ben chaverim mevarach al amila b'chein kol kliyotz ba'ilu. So again, the difference is that lasos is for me, right? Al, right? Kvia, or let's say al asiya is for when I'm motzi other people. Halach yidal, asa mitzvah lo villa acherim ke'echad. Let's say I was doing the mitzvah to be motzi myself and others. Im ha'isa mitzvah she'en achova, if it's a mitzvah that's circumstantial, mevarach al ha'asiyah. Levikach humuvarach al mitzvahs eruv. That's why I'd say al mitzvahs eruv. Haisa chova v'niskavin lahotzi atzmo midei chova ulahotzi acherim mevarach lasos. But if it's an obligatory mitzvah, okay, not a circumstantial one, right, and I had in mind to be motzi myself and others, right, then I would use the lasos language. Levikach mevarach lishmo akol shofar. So that's why the Baal Tokea says lishmo akol shofar, because he's being motzi himself and others as well. Okay, halacha tesvav. This is the other famous problem with the issue of over lasiyasan, and what the problem is very simple. The problem with the Tilas Lulav presents one of the most fascinating issues in over lasiyasan, because the problem is that is how the Maisa Mitzvah is done. Okay, so when do you make the bracha on the Tilas Lulav? So the problem is that the Lulav usually is in a case. Okay, so the thing is that when you pick up a Lulav, the moment you pick up the lulav, you fulfilled your obligation of netilas lulav. So one of the struggles that people have with over lasiyasan is, how do you make the bracha of netilas lulav and still fulfill over lasiyasan? So what most people are used to is the old having the esro flipped over, picking them up, right, and then flipping it back up again, which is actually introduced by Tosfos as one of five possible resolutions to this issue. But the Rambam takes a very unique approach, because remember, the Rambam is the one who's most rigid when it comes to overlas siyasan. So the Rambam says, not to us a lulav, if I picked up the lulav, right? So he's almost acknowledging that there's no other way around it. Mevarach al tilas ulav, shekeman shehigbil yatzadei chavasa. So you make al tilas ulav because in picking it up, I fulfilled my obligation. Okay? Aval in birach kodem shehital, right? Mevarach lito lulav kamo leishav sukkah. But if I made the bracha before I picked it up, okay, then I would say lito lulav, just like leishav sukkah. So if I picked it up already, so then I'd make an al tilas ulav. If I did it before, I'd make a lito lulav. Therefore, you learn out from this that if I made a bracha after I did the mitzvah, I changed language to al. But when it comes to these examples, right, like for instance, the Tehillas Hadayim, I do make an al in the Tehillas Hadayim for myself. And also, another exception is I make al bir chametz, whether I'm checking for myself or for others, which he'll explain in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. But basically, the idea is that when I make the bracha al bir, I'm thinking to myself that I'm going to be mevatel. In other words, bir is the beginning step in bittel chametz. So that's what I have in mind at the time that I actually make the bracha on bir. But the Rambam tries to circumvent the problem of lulav. But lulav presents a very unique problem of how you could ever actually make a bracha before picking up the lulav, since you pick it up when you make the bracha. Halacha tezayin, kol davar shu minag. Okay, there's another very important halacha. Anything that's a minag, anything that's considered a minag. Now, what he means here by minag is not, unfortunately, what people think minhagim today, but he means minag, which would be minag chachamim, minag neviim, minag that came about through Sanhedrin. So kol davar shu minag, afa pi shem minag neviim hu. So even though it's a minag of neviim, kagon netilas arava b'shviyah shel chag, which we all know by Hoshana Rabbah, the idea of again, it's not the banging of the aravos on the ground. It's the netila of the arava, which is why many Rishonim hold that when you pick up the arava on Hoshana Rabbah, you should actually do na'anuim. Okay, the ein sarach lomar mina chachamim, of course, include as mina chachamim, gugun kriyas halal b'rosh chodesh, v'v'chol shemoet shal pesach, ein mevarach an olav. You don't make a bracha on mina. This is a famous machlokas, Ashkenazim and Sfardim, but the Rambam holds you do not make a bracha on a minuk. V'chein kol davar shistapik lecha im ton bracha im lav, osin asobu la bracha. And if you're unsure if the thing you're going to be doing requires a bracha or not, we don't make a bracha on it. Right? U'l'olam yizar adam b'bracha shein atzricha, and a person should always be careful to not make brachas that are unnecessary, okay? But at the same time, he should be marbe in brachos that you're required to do. And that's why David HaMelech says, and every day I will make a bracha. All right, let's stop here as we finish Hilchos Brachos, and tomorrow we'll start Hilchos Milah.